All right, now for the there he goes. The main story here. The main story today, Project Coast self-replicating vaccines, or sometimes called self-spreading vaccines. Now, I'm going to read excerpts from an article authored by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. And this website is thebulletin.org. Now, just for the record, I don't agree with everything that these scientists talk about, because that, you know, talk about climate change nonsense and the doomsday clock and everything, but they're right on a couple of things. They're right about nuclear risks, as we saw with Fukushima. Kind of hard to argue that nuclear power is clean and safe now, isn't it? But they're also right about this issue. And in September of last year, they wrote an article, and the title is, quote, "Scientists are working on vaccines that spread like a disease. What could possibly go wrong?" And this was written by Philippa Lentzos and Guy Reeves. Yeah, okay. Guy Reeves is a postdoctoral researcher at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Biology in Germany. And Philippa Lentzos is a senior research fellow in the Departments of War Studies and Global Health and Social Medicine, okay, at the King's College London. So these, neither one of these are Americans, which probably explains why their article makes more sense. Because, you know, American so-called journalists, they've all lost their minds at this point. They're immune to logic. So these are non-Americans writing in a way that makes sense and is very powerful, and they have a very important warning for all of us. All right. So, and you can find this just by searching for that title on thebulletin.org. Here we go. Just some certain sentences that I thought were very powerful. A small but growing number of scientists think it's possible to exploit the self-propagating properties of viruses and use them to spread immunity instead of disease. With me so far? Okay, because as you're about to discover, this is what's actually happening right now with the COVID vaccines. Here we go. For at least 20 years, scientists have been experimenting with self-spreading vaccines, work that continues to this day and which has gained the attention of the U.S. military. Oh, the same military that's the super woke LGBT military that hates men and wants to push infertility? Okay. Those are my comments, not the article. Continuing, the biologists Scott Neusmer and James Bull generated fresh media attention to self-spreading vaccines over the summer after publishing an article in the journal Nature, Ecology, and Evolution. And it goes on to talk about some of their research. Now, here's one of the problems. Quote, once released, scientists will no longer be in control of the virus. They're talking about the technology of self-spreading vaccines. It could mutate, as viruses naturally do. It may jump species. It will cross borders. There will be unexpected outcomes and unintended consequences. There always are. Wow. By the way, it's nice just to hear a little bit of truth from somebody writing about science for a change. Unintended consequences, because according to Facebook and Twitter, there are no unintended consequences. You can't say there are unintended consequences, or you'll be banned. But at least these non-American writers are able to acknowledge this simple truth. You know, what happened to the precautionary principle? Continuing, self-spreading vaccines are essentially, get this, genetically engineered viruses designed to move through populations in the same way as infectious diseases. But rather than causing disease, they confer protection. They should put that in quotes, like protection. Yeah, I mean, this is the intent. Well, no, this is more like the cover story. Built on the chassis of a benign virus. And by the way, in the case today, they're using the adenovirus, but it's not benign. But we'll talk about that later. The vaccines have genetic material from a pathogen added to them that stimulates the creation of antibodies or white blood cells in infected hosts. Oh. So they admit the goal is to infect people with this vaccine so that those people can spread it to others, okay? Continuing with the story, the idea essentially is to vaccinate a small proportion of a population through direct inoculation. These so-called founders, that's a strange term, they're called founders. These are the people dumb enough to sign up to get vaccinated. The founders will then passively spread the vaccine to other animals they encounter, either by touch, sex, nursing, or breathing the same air. Gradually, these interactions could build up population-level immunity, right? That's the theory. The principal security concern is dual use. In essence, this means that the same research that is used to develop self-spreading vaccines to prevent disease could also be used to deliberately cause harm. You don't say. You could, for instance, engineer triggers into a virus that cause immune system failures in infected people or animals, a bit like HIV does. Or you could create triggers in a virus that cause a harmful autoimmune response, where the body starts attacking its own healthy cells and tissues. Oh my goodness. Philippa Lentzos and Guy Reeves, you nailed it. You didn't even know. You stumbled across the truth back in 2020. You just described what's happening. These are self-spreading. I'm talking about the COVID vaccines today. They are self-spreading vaccines that are designed to infect people, and they're engineered to create an immune system failure or a harmful autoimmune response. It's just astonishing that this was written by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists last year. And now we're seeing it happen. And then they go on and say the bioweapon question. While researchers may intend to make self-spreading vaccines, others could repurpose their science and develop biological weapons. And here's a key sentence. Such a self-spreading weapon may prove uncontrollable and irreversible. You don't say. This is where you insert no blank, Sherlock, and you know what goes there. No blank, Sherlock. Okay. Codenamed Project Coast. Here we go. South Africa's program was primarily focused on covert assassination weapons for use against individuals deemed a threat to the racist apartheid government. Now, if you think we just dropped into a conspiracy website, we did not. We're still reading from thebulletin.org. But they're onto something here that the mainstream media would never tell you about. One of Project Coast's research projects was aimed at developing a human anti-fertility vaccine. Huh, you don't say. Because we know that vaccines given to African women in Kenya are spiked with HCG, an infertility chemical. That's my comment, not the article. Continuing with the article, the idea took hold during a time of widespread concern over worldwide population explosion. Schalk van Rensburg, and doesn't that name just sound evil for some reason? Schalk van Rensburg, you got to say it like he's a Nazi, who oversaw fertility-related work at a Project Coast laboratory, told South Africa's Post-Apartheid Truth and Reconciliation Commission that the real intention behind the project was to selectively administer the contraceptive in secret to unwitting Black South African women. Oh, boom. Once again, told you so. Targeting Black women with an infertility shot that is a self-replicating, i.e. self-spreading vaccine. Are you getting it now? So the idea was they were going to inject, now they never finished the development because this was in the 1990s, but they were going to inject Black women, a few of them, the quote founders, with this self-replicating vaccine. And then this was going to spread to other women, and then they were going to have infertility. So they were weaponizing the spread in order to achieve depopulation. Now, can you think of anyone else, like, I don't know, a crazy rich white billionaire who develops a blue screen of death operating systems, who is also investing in depopulation vaccines? Oh, what would his name be? You'll hear it shortly. So this is not anything new, folks. Self-replicating vaccines in order to achieve global depopulation, this has been going on for decades, the research. They've just now figured out how to really deploy it. Okay, continuing with the article. It doesn't take a massive leap of the imagination to see how the aims of South Africa's anti-fertility vaccine project would have benefited from research into self-spreading vaccines, particularly if you combine it with current developments in pharmacogenomics, drug development, and personalized medicine. Taken together, these strands of research could help enable ultra-targeted biological warfare. All right, now, lest you think I'm reading from a conspiracy website, think about it. If I published this on Natural News, it would immediately be labeled false, right? It'd be labeled conspiracy. This is being written by the Bulletin.org, Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. 75 years and counting, they say. And what are they describing? A race-based biological weapon system designed to decrease population disguised as a vaccine. That's what they're saying. They are confirming what I've been saying. And by the way, it turns out I warned about all of this in 2012. 9 years ago, I warned about this exact thing. Do you remember an article? I know many of you have followed my work for over a decade. An article in 2012 called Stop Out of Control Science, SOS, and it had a big infographic. And I was even on InfoWars at that time talking about this. And I described what were called level 4 threats to humanity, which were weaponized vaccines and self-replicating weapon systems, biological weapon systems. I called it in 2012. Well, little did I know this research was going on long before that. It was going on in the 1990s before I even knew. All right, but check this out. Here we go. You just got a couple more paragraphs. This is from the article. Self-spreading vaccine research is a small but growing field. At the moment, 10 institutions are doing significant work in the area. These laboratories are primarily located in the United States, but some are in Europe and Australia as well. So far, research has primarily been bankrolled by U.S. government science and health funders like the National Science Foundation, and probably Fauci. Oh, the National Institutes of Health, led by Fauci, and the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, private organizations like the da-da, da-ding, da-boom, Gates Foundation, and academic institutions have also financed projects. Oh, welcome, Gates Foundation. What a surprise to see you here, mucking around with infertility, self-replicating weaponized vaccines. Who would have ever thunk it? Recently, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, sometimes thought of as the U.S. military's research and development wing, has gotten involved in the research. So you may wonder, what is DARPA doing researching self-replicating depopulation, infertility, weaponized vaccines? The answer is simple. They're trying to depopulate the planet. The University of California, Davis, for example, is working on a DARPA-administered project called Prediction of Spillover Potential and an Interventional En Masse Animal Vaccination to Prevent Emerging Pathogen Threats in Current and Future Zones of U.S. Military Operation. That's the title. In other words, how to kill off a bunch of living beings in the name of a military campaign. According to a pamphlet, the project is, quote, creating the world's first prototype of a self-disseminating vaccine designed to induce a high level of herd immunity against Lassa virus and Ebola. Ebola. Working for Ebola. Are you starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together now? So what did we just learn here in this? What did we just learn? That in the 1990s, under the guise of population control, the military of a racist anti-black government, the apartheid government of South Africa, was weaponizing vaccines, or at least involved in the research to do this, to create self-replicating infertility bioweapons to spread among a specifically targeted group of black women in order to reduce the black population. And what was this all about? It was about keeping the corrupt white leadership in power by killing off the black masses. Now, does any of that sound familiar? Does it sound familiar that there are other people today, globalists, who want to maintain power by killing off the people, the masses that might oppose them? Oh, the masses that are awakening. Oh, the masses that are getting informed, the masses that are increasingly saying no to the false authority of the CDC, the FDA, the fake government, corruption, and just vaccines in general. The people are waking up. The globalists want to kill them off in order to protect and shore up their own power. This happened under Project Coast, and it was a race-specific bioweapon. Now, fast forward to today. What are the globalist leaders in America saying about vaccines and who should get them in America? Oh, black people should get them first, they say. Black people should get them, and then Hispanics should have preferential treatment because, you know, of racial injustice, medical access, whatever excuse they're saying today. The bottom line is they want more black folks to move to the front of the line. Sounds like Project Coast, doesn't it? Yeah, hurry up. Get the self-replicating infertility shot to reduce the black population. Because black folks are waking up too, you see. How many black people in America supported Trump? You know, a huge number, because they were starting to wake up and realize what was going on. So of course, then the Democrats come out and say, we got to hurry up and vaccinate the black people. Echoes of South Africa, circa 1996. Same script, new plague. Interesting. And then Governor Nuisance in California is like, oh, we got to vaccinate all the Hispanics. I wonder why. Could it be that Hispanics are bankrupting the state of California with all their free entitlements? You know, the illegals coming in and collecting everything for free? Even Newsom can't balance the budget if it's being drained constantly by all these illegals flooding over the border, and he doesn't want to say overtly that he'd like to mass murder a bunch of these Hispanics, so he just says, oh, hurry up and get them all vaccinated. Infertility, self-replicating, weaponized vaccine delivery system for population control, military research, global depopulation goals, Agenda 2030, and they're working on Ebola at this university in California. Wait, which university was that again? Ah, yes, the University of California, Davis, which, by the way, requires all attending students to be vaccinated. Oh, if you want to come to our university to be indoctrinated with a bunch of lies, you have to first agree to be inoculated with a biological weapon system that causes widespread infertility. What's the message? If you're dumb enough to take the vaccine, you're too stupid to breed, you know, according to the globalists. That's what they're saying. And somehow, across all the decades, South Africa and the Holocaust of Nazi Germany all the way to today, the new vaccine Holocaust, somehow, it's still crazy psychopathic white people in charge. You notice that? Haven't we already been down this path? Bill Gates, right? George Soros. Who are these crazy white psychopaths? I'm not trying to be anti-white here or anything. It's just that, my God, we need to decentralize power. And we need a merit-based society, but I've been through all that before. It just strikes me as totally nuts. I mean, we have Joseph Mengele in Nazi Germany, and then we have Dr. Anthony Fauci today. Same guy, same template, different era. You know, same demonic anti-human agenda, just a different era. Same blueprint, just new tech, you know? All right, so that's the truth about where we are, and this is why I have invested millions of dollars into building Brighteon.com, the platform to tell the truth. This is a platform to help save humanity. This is the last refuge for the remnant of humanity, the survivors. And with your support, we're able to keep adding features. We're about to launch live streaming for certain selected channels. And we are, of course, launching Brighteon TV this July with shows, programming, daily shows. And those shows, I can tell you right now, will include some pretty amazing, well, really amazing people. I guess I'm not going to release all their names right now, but it's coming up. And your support, your financial support, enables us to do this. This is why we're here telling the truth. And this is why we're able to. So you can support us by shopping at Health Ranger Store. www.jamesbull.com. We have certified organic, lab-tested, storable organic food, you know, long-term storable food. We've got hundreds of products. We've got a turmeric tincture. We've got personal care products, you know, body wash, dishwasher detergent, even laundry, all without synthetic fragrances. Just, this is for people who don't want to be poisoned to death. So support us and we will keep doing this. And you know, the globalists are out to get us. You saw what they just did to Dr. Mercola. They just threatened him bad. He had to pull all his articles about COVID and vitamin D and vitamin C. He made that announcement over the weekend. They're going after each and every one of us. They're going to threaten us in ways that you can't imagine. And our costs for personal security keep going up. And also cybersecurity. It all keeps going up because they're trying to silence us because we're onto them. We know what they're doing. We're exposing them. We're exposing their death cult, their genocide agenda. It's like we are the resistance exposing Adolf Hitler back in the 1930s, you know? And now we're exposing the Faucis of the world. We're exposing all of the crimes against humanity, and that's why they want to silence us and take us out. So if you can support us, we can continue to do this, like what I'm doing today, giving you sources, telling you, you know, where to find this information, what words to look for. Project Coast, search for that. Learn the truth about weaponized vaccines and self-replicating infertility systems that have been turned into race-specific weapons for depopulation and genocide. It's happening right now today, folks. None of this is a conspiracy. It's not an exaggeration. It's not science fiction. It's today. It's in your neighborhood. It's at your local pharmacy. Anywhere that someone's getting vaccinated in your city or town, the corner pharmacy store, whatever, that's genocide happening right in your backyard. It's happening today. This is all real. And humanity will be lucky to survive this. And they will kill 1 billion people. I have no doubt. I don't think they're going to kill us all, but they'll kill at least 1 billion, maybe a couple of billion. We'll see. There's probably a couple billion just ready to go. You know, they're raising their hands. They're like, self-destruction. Sounds awesome. So they're getting the low-hanging fruit right now, basically the people dumb enough to get vaccinated. But after that, then it's going to be their war on humanity. And they're going to make it a war. They're going to come for us with violence. They're going to come for us with violence. And it brings up the last question I'll ask, and then I'm going to end. Hold on. And it brings up the last question I'll ask before I end this podcast. At what point in the 1930s were the citizens of Germany, would they have been justified to start killing Nazis? Question for you, right? That's my question. And I'm not calling for violence. I'm calling for survival. I'm calling for self-defense. I'm calling for ending evil. But at what point do people have the right to fight against a genocidal system that's trying to exterminate them? Ponder that question for the next 24 hours or so, and I'll join you again tomorrow. I pray for your safety and survival. I pray for humanity. I pray for America. Not everybody's going to make it, but those of us who have courage and good information and the willingness to support each other, we can make it. We can beat this. We can survive this, and we can rebuild society based on real human rights, real truth, and honesty. That's the goal. We need to make it through this so we can help shape the future without these insane madmen like Fauci and corrupt big governments and anti-human agenda globalists. They all need to be gone from the future of our world. We need a future based on humanity, human dignity, human rights, human consciousness, and of course, principles of faith and the morality and ethics that come with believing in God. That's what we need. So thank you for being here as we work toward a better future for all of us who can make it. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Check out my stories at naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.